This is KCUR. In the past 2 weeks, multiple rounds of tornadoes have struck the Kansas City area during rush hour. So what are your options if you're stuck in the car during a warning? Well, your first instinct may be to pull off the road and go to a gas station, but as KCUR's Kyle Palmer tells us, if you pull into one of the metro's many quick trips, you may find yourself locked out.
On the Wednesday before the 4th of July, Nelson Muller was driving on I-70 with his wife and four kids when he heard a tornado warning come across his car radio. He did what many Midwestern motorists do when that happens.
So we pulled over at the next available exit. We stopped at a Quick Trip, and we were just going to take the kids in calmly, not alert them that anything was bad.
Except this Quick Trip had already locked its doors.
There was a handmade sign that said, "Sorry, closed for tornado." And the people, the workers inside the Quick Trip very clearly saw us, and we think we understood them to mouth back to us that it was their policy that they couldn't open the door.
It turns out that is Quick Trip's policy.
I mean, you try to be everything to everybody. Sometimes that just doesn't happen.
Mike Thornbrew, a Quick Trip spokesperson, says the company has a long-standing set of procedures for employees to follow in case of a tornado.
Everybody that's inside the store, or everybody that we see on the lot, we quickly get them in. We have a designated area that everybody goes to, and then we lock the door.
In essence, Muller and his family were locked out because they had gotten there at the wrong time. That's a fact that frustrates him.
It makes me wonder if company policies don't need to change very quickly. You know, if you need to seek shelter as an employee in the freezer, that's fine. But leave your doors open so other people can get in. That's what I'm pleading for.
Quick Trip officials say doors are locked to avoid having people rush in unsupervised after employees have taken shelter in the back. They say a Quick Trip store with its big glass windows is the last place you'd want to be in a tornado.
Gas stations aren't going to be the sturdiest structure out there, but oftentimes if you're on the road, it may be the only thing you have available.
Andy Bailey, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Kansas City, says highway travelers should avoid taking cover inside big box stores and under overpasses. Structures with basements are best, but gas stations, with their walk-in freezers and bathrooms, can provide shelter.
If you can get down to the lowest level of a structure, into an interior room, preferably something without windows, something like an interior closet, even if it's an F5 tornado, the most powerful tornado, you have a very high likelihood of surviving.
That is exactly what Muller says he was thinking when he stopped at that Quick Trip last week. He says he got the idea from a much-watched YouTube video of a group of people safely riding out the deadly F5 tornado that leveled Joplin in 2011.
They're standing, it appears to be in a freezer, and he's taking what looks like a cell phone video from inside the store facing the window. And it gets dark and windy, and people are praying and crying. Thankfully, everyone in that building survives, but I couldn't help but think, as we were outside there, what would happen to someone that were standing outside that same gas station in Joplin?
Many experts say modern technology allows people to know sometimes days in advance when bad weather is liable to arise, so motorists should be extra cautious when getting on the road in inclement weather. But it's hard, maybe even impossible, to totally steer clear of bad weather in the Midwest in the summer.
At the time when I left work pretty early. It didn't appear that the tornado was going to be really heading that way.
Joe Wirtz is a radio reporter based in Norman, Oklahoma. One afternoon in 2013, driving south of Oklahoma City, he found himself in much the same situation as Muller did last week. Even with a police scanner in his car, he says he was caught by surprise when the storm veered his way. Luckily, he found a Shell station that let him in before the storm hit.
Really scary event, but yeah, we were in there with a bunch of people that had gone in there to seek shelter. I don't remember certainly anyone being turned away or anybody trying to come up.
Wirtz's experience points to the fact that there are no clear standards across convenience stores about how best to respond to a tornado warning. But with more than 80 metro locations, Quick Trip has a higher likelihood than most other stores of being a place motorists go to seek shelter. Thornbrew says company officials monitor bad weather at corporate headquarters in Tulsa and will call stores to tell managers to close up if a tornado is near.
If it's imminent, you do the very best that you can, but you got to draw a line somewhere and say, this is what I have to do at this point to try to help everybody that I possibly can.
A good policy if you're already at a Quick Trip store when a tornado hits, but Muller still thinks his family could have been let in last week. He's frustrated that amid the high winds and pouring rain, it seems corporate policy was the biggest obstacle to feeling safe.
You know, I understand You know, companies have to protect themselves, but I was looking to protect my family. And so I'd just like for everyone to help find a better way forward. You know, how do we, you know, prevent loss of life and damage as much as possible?
Fortunately for Mueller, his family, and everyone else in Kansas City, last week's tornadoes were nothing like that F5 in Joplin. But it did give Metro motorists a chance to consider what they'll do and where they'll go the next time severe weather hits. Kyle Palmer, KCUR News.